Hello everybody, my name is Ivan Smalyukh. I'm from University of Colorado and I was on that list of co-organizers of this summer school. In the next 20-30 minutes or so, I would like to tell you a little bit about the summer schools and what is it that you should expect to see during the next couple days or next week or so. Right, so in here you can see a picture of Cambridge campus, and I hope you will indeed enjoy this campus during the next couple days. I would like to start from the main goal of the summer school and a series of summer schools, in fact, that we organized during the last 5 years or so. So the main goal is to combine advanced education at the interface of material science and photonics with learning about cultures and history of nations around the globe, right? So we are not only learning about photonics and advanced materials and how to combine the two, but we also want to learn about culture and history of nations and different cities and universities that we visit. This was very successful experience during the past summer schools. Being here in Cambridge, I think we are in a very good position to do more of that, right? So it's really the place to learn a lot about history of science in particular. So the Cavendish Lab, in which you will spend pretty much entire next week, is a place where a lot of modern physics was discovered, and you will see many historic instruments in that lab, like tubes that allowed to discover electrons and so on. The sponsors of the summer school are National Science Foundation of the United States of America and also the International Institute of Complex Adaptive Matter. Right, so many of you received fellowships, those of you who applied before the deadline and that we had received quite likely the fellowship in the form of lodging in the Churchill College, right? Some more of you received fee waivers. So this support comes from the National Science Foundation and the International Institute for Complex Adaptive Matter. So we are grateful to those sponsors for enabling organization of those summer schools. In addition to those two sponsors, we also have support from the International Society for Optical Engineering, SPIE, that provides funding for the Best Poster Presentation Awards. So therefore, we highly encourage you to present posters, both at the conventional poster sessions that we'll have in this building in a room next door, as well as online through the poster session, which is virtual in form, yet it may be even more accessible to you and your peers and useful for presenting your work. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about the past summer schools that we organized during the past several years so that you will get a better idea what kind of fun things you can do during the next week or so, right? So in the past, we organized a summer school in China, in Hangzhou in 2009, and this summer school took place in four different cities in China. So it was Hangzhou, Shanghai, Qingdao, and Beijing. We had students travel between those different cities, spending a week of time in different places, and as they were learning about different advanced materials and photonics, they were also learning about culture and history of China. Next one was in Australia. In Australia, we had it in two cities, Sydney and Brisbane. Also, as you will see from a couple next slides I'll show, was very successful summer school. Obviously, being in Argentina or Uruguay, you would not think about a better logo than, having a soccer ball or football part of it. So yes, we did have a summer school that actually took place in two different countries and four different cities. You will see from a couple slides I'll show you today, it was also very fun and successful summer school. Last year, we had a summer school in Boulder, Colorado, that's my hometown. This summer school was on advanced materials for photovoltaics, was 4-week summer school. This year, as you know, we are here in Cambridge. The summer school is on liquid crystals. And next year, many of you might be interested in joining us for the summer school in South Africa, which will be held in a couple different places. One of them will be Ames, the Mathematical Institute in South Africa that brings quite a few students from different countries in Africa for joint sessions and education, and we'll have our summer school in there and as well as in other locations. Right, so here you can see a slide showing the summer school in China in 2009. This slide now shows you what was it that we did during that summer school. So lots of lectures, obviously, that's what you would expect, poster sessions so on. But on top of that, we had quite a few activities that I'm sure those students who attended this school will remember pretty much entire life. They were learning Chinese dancing, they were learning about calligraphy, so this was additional interesting fun experience during that summer school. And so you might ask a question, who organized those activities, right? Well, it turns out that students organized those most interesting fun activities themselves. So just like in liquid crystals, you know, that we use self-assembly principles to organize molecules into nice periodic structures and textures, self-organization works the best when it comes to social activities of different kinds as well. And so that's why we have Facebook, and I'm sure you will all be active participants of the process, not just simply attendees, right? You are all making this school happen and having it successful. You're not just simply attending it, right? And so those slides, I hope, will give you some ideas on what to do, but there are more things you can do in Cambridge that, say, could not be done in China. So just be creative and talk to your colleagues from here, from University of Cambridge, and let's come up with good ideas on how to have fun during the next 10 days, in addition to learning a lot, right? The next summer school in 2010 was in Australia, we had it in two different cities, as I already mentioned. So it was quite successful. We discussed lots of different topics at the interface of photonics and material science. And here you can see panel discussions from that summer school. Also, you can see more fun activities, right? So in Australia, they are famous about barbecue, although they could also have barbecue from kangaroo, which is sometimes hard to imagine that could be the case. But Tim maybe can say, is it popular in Australia or maybe New Zealand as well? Right? I see. football games, soccer games. We had the Bush Band, performing for us, lots of other kind of trips and activities, lab tours, and so on. as I already mentioned, we do have Best Poster Presentation Awards that are being supported by SPIE, International Society for Photo-Optical Engineering. So in here you can see awardees from that summer school in Australia, and One of our speakers during the next week will be Professor Coles, who is from here, from Cambridge. So he was a speaker also at one of the past summer schools. Here you can see him at the poster session. Now, the next summer school was in two different countries, as I already mentioned, in Montevideo, which is in Uruguay, capital of the country, as well as Buenos Aires, Corrientes, and Iguazu Falls, which is a little town with very beautiful falls next to it. You can see some pictures, and many students attending those summer schools were willing to travel on bus, you know, overnight trips and so on, because the distances are huge between those places that we just mentioned, right? So, obviously our vision for those summer schools is that the students attending them, willing to travel a lot between different locations, but obviously we'll not have to do that here since we stay in Cambridge during this entire summer school. Right, so the summer school in Boulder, Colorado was last year on photovoltaics, and was also quite successful summer school. And what I want to mention next is that during all of the summer schools, we record videos of lectures as well as webcast those lectures in real time. Right, so you can watch those lectures being connected to the scientific program of the past summer schools, right? Even the ones which took place in China, Australia, or Argentina, you can watch them now, or you will be able to see them many decades from now, hopefully, as well. We also extensively use Facebook, and as I am talking right now, this lecture is being recorded. The video will be connected to the web pages of Newton Institute here, as well as to the summer school web pages, and you will be able to see this as well as many other lectures we'll have during the summer school later on after it happens, right? So now, in addition to that, we use other kinds of technology, clickers, for example, and those are very useful. They'll keep you awake, even if you're jet-lagged. You will need to answer questions correctly. We'll keep track of your names connected to those. I'm joking. But really useful technology. You will see it will allow us to poll you and see how well you follow the material in real time. And so to demonstrate that it can be really useful, I'll use this non-pedagogical question. And so I hope all of you have clickers, right? All of you got clickers. So some of those clickers may have loose springs. And the battery may be not well connected for that reason. So you may need to give it a little bit of shake in case if when you want to turn on, the on button doesn't go on, right? So just hit it to the table. That should help. Okay. So now I will turn on the clicker system. Over there in the corner, you can see the count. I know that some students are still on the way because of travel, different arrangements, but we should have, I think, at least like 55, 60 people already here, and I see 26 votes so far. I'll give you some time to shake in case they don't work. but this is arrangement for our lunch tomorrow, right? And those are the choices you have: vegetarian, non-vegetarian. So we'll make sure more sandwiches or salads will be available. Looks like not everybody is able to vote right now on the 37 votes. But let me so still going up. But let me just show you the distribution we got. Right? And so, of course, if I would ask about your opinion about myself, for example, I could hide this distribution, right? In case if you are unhappy about something. But I can also show it to you, right? So this is really useful technology because I would not be able to so quickly ask everybody about the opinions or, you know, preferences and so on. And now this will allow us to do it, right? So what's next? So telling you a little bit about the summer schools. So unlike in the case of workshops, symposia, conferences that I'm sure all of you attended before, the summer schools have a little bit different structure because the goal is not to only teach you, not to only present most cool recent results, right, as you would do at the workshop, but also to give tutorials to educate you in addition to that. And then also, you know, in the end, there will be a lot of new cool results as well. And so the speakers are typically asked to give more than one lecture, although here at Cambridge, we have a huge advantage. You already know about the Mathematics of Liquid Crystals program that's running in parallel with our summer school, and therefore we have infinitely large supply of speakers and tutorial speakers, and therefore we take advantage of that fully. So we will see some of the speakers giving more than one lecture, but not as many as during the past summer schools where most of the speakers were giving four lectures, right? And so there will be tutorial lectures where you will be introduced to certain concepts, because although most of you work already in the field of liquid crystals and the photonics, you might be focusing on different topics, on different subfields within that field, and you may need to have some additional background, and those tutorials will do that. Now, in addition, we'll have poster sessions, including the you know, virtual and conventional ones. We will have also the early career development forums and outreach forums. And the main goal of those is to tell you what, in addition, beyond being good scientist, is important to be successful in your careers and future, either in academia or in industry or in national labs or some other career settings, right? And so those forums will aim to achieve this goal. And as I already mentioned, we will also have a lot of different cultural activities. Students from here, from Cambridge, and in particular, Flynn Castles, whom some of you might know based on his papers or maybe met him personally, will help us with organizing those activities. Right. So, for example, we'll have walking tours. We will have, as you already learned, punting, and so on. Now, beyond that, we expect that you will use Facebook and come up with more ideas that we have not planned in any way. On Friday next week, we will also have a science policy forum where there will be a parliament member coming here to join us for that forum. And we will discuss also some other aspects that are very important from the standpoint of view of science and liquid crystal science in particular. All right, so this is familiar to your web page, and I hope it contains a lot of useful information for you, the summer school program, all kinds of links that you can follow from this webpage on the right side bar here will lead you to poster session, will lead you to so there is also a roster of participants where all of you are listed as participants, and you can find faces and names of students who are attending the summer school, as well as their email addresses and affiliations. So now, some of the features of the summer school I already mentioned, but let me repeat at least some of them. So we'll have a real-time webcast, and other students from other countries will be able to listen to those talks, even ask questions. We'll videotape those lectures, and they will be available later on for viewing many years after the summer school. There will be outreach forums and career development forum. There will be many different combinations of cultural activities different fun activities as well. I also mentioned the best poster presentation awards to you as well. So now, this is a picture from the past summer school that we had in Boulder, Colorado, and you can see some of the students here in front telling something to their colleagues, their peers. I expect that you will be creative and active and help us again to make this summer school successful and more fun. And again, I want to show, for example, those past activities that allowed past summer schools being so successful. The Facebook that many of you already joined, this is a Facebook account from the past summer school we had in Boulder, Colorado, will facilitate many of those interactions and will help you making this summer school successful. All right, so again, those are more pictures from the summer school in Boulder, Colorado, and the best poster presentation awardees from the last year. I hope all of you will be very active in presenting the summer school, as well as in the end, you will all feel like those were most successful 2 weeks or so in your recent years. Right, so thank you for your attention. And if you have quick questions, let me see if we have some time before team needs to start. It's 5 minutes. I can quickly answer them. Otherwise, team will present his talk.